The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right, we've come seeking trouble. Problems that we can then identify and shoot down. That's what we do here in the Danger Zone each week, where we chat with David Trainer, president of New Constructs, which evaluates securities, stocks, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds on a scale from most attractive to most dangerous. And typically, what winds up being dangerous is something that on the surface looks pretty good. But when David and his crew jump in on these stocks, they come in at the bottom levels. They go in the footnotes and work their way up through the statements, and they typically find that there are certain things that are misleading. That is what makes a security dangerous. If you want to find out more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. On Twitter, at New Constructs. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Solar City.
Danger, danger.
Solar City Corporation. It's ticker symbol SCTY. This is a stock where, you know, we say it looks good to somebody. Well, Morningstar gives this stock a 4-star rating. And even though the stock has been crushed, it's 52-week high, $76 basically, and it's trading today at about $47.50. So even though the stock has been crushed, well, it's still the big leader in the solar adoption movement. It's got a 34% residential market share, which I have been told is greater than at least its next 50 competitors. So if this is the company that's going to win the ultimate war in this space, why does it look so bad to you right now? Or is it that, oh, by the way, they're not going to win the war?
You know, you could win the war, but die right after not being able to enjoy it. I mean, that's kind of the model, I would say. Like, these guys they're bleeding money big time. Their profits are declining, even though revenues are rising. So they're taking market share at a loss. For example, after-tax cash flow has fallen from negative $67 million to negative $302 million in the last couple of years. And in the trailing 12 months, taking into the quarterly results so far in 2015, the NOPAT, or after-tax cash flow, is a negative $407 million. So the business, it's not competitive, right? And we see this is analogous, Chuck, to a lot of these software companies, even like the Twitter and Demandware that we've highlighted and have been crushed since we put them in the danger zone. These are also businesses that show good revenues but no profits or declining profits, and you can only keep the game going for so long. What I think most analysts are missing out there is really the diligence on the valuation side. And you know I love to do this. I love to look at what kind of expectations are baked into the stock price.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we look at SolarCity, their profit margins are, what, negative 135%? Right, pretty bad, right?
Yep.
Valuation implies that they're going to go from a negative 135 to 20% while also growing revenues by 40% compounded annually for a decade. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, it would be, as I don't think any company has ever done that.
I know. And our database only goes back to 1998 because that's the only time you get documents in electronic form. So we've not been able to do like a comprehensive study of, and we probably could if we had an intern who could spend a summer on it, of what like the best all-time growth rate is over certain periods, because you and I have talked about this because we do this work all the time. It'd be nice to say, in the history of the world, that's never been done. This one would be hard to believe if they could go from a negative 135% margin to a positive 25% while also growing revenues at 40%. Typically, you can raise margins, by cutting back SG&A and marketing costs, but you can't do both. You can't raise margins and grow revenues. It's like kind of a, it's an impossible thing. It's like gaining weight and getting faster as an athlete.
Obviously, we're talking about an industry leader, but as you point out, they're spending up to get that lead position. So how bad could this be?
Well, Kyle put together what he called a more likely scenario. And he said, you know, maybe they don't go from, they don't make a 20% margin. Let's say they get 15, which is equal to the people that they determine or call that their peers. So a 50% margin is the kind of margin that they say their peers are getting. So let's say they do that. And then let's say they grow revenues at 30% compounded annually instead of 40 for 10 years. If we do that, the stock's worth $9.
Oh, that's an 80% decline from here. And that's,
and we're still talking.
That's not your worst case scenario. That's your kind of average case scenario.
You know, I would say going from negative, highly negative margin to a positive 15% margin and then growing revenues by 30% compounded annually for 10 years. You know, look, to be honest with you, when we run this through a discounted cash flow model, we do these scenarios through this DCF, and that's what sort of the purpose of our models is to look at scenarios and measure the impact on valuation of multiple scenarios. And we can do it easily and quickly because the model's doing all the hard work. That's the idea. But when we put in anything less than a 15% margin, we can't get to a positive equity value in less than 50 years.
In less than 50 years. So a negative equity value. In other words, this company is worth, when we talk about fair value for you, you would say that basically, barring some pretty high circumstances, this is a company that has a negative value to you.
That's what we're showing. I mean, that's just what the numbers say. I mean, and I think that's why it's important for people to understand what's priced into this stock.
Right.
This is the risk here. Everything good that could possibly happen is pretty much priced in.
Well, that means that it's priced for danger. It's SolarCity, SCTY, this week's company that's in the danger zone. David Trainer, president of New Constructs, thanks so much for joining me on Money Life. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Chuck. Great to be with you.
Remember, if you want more information, go to newconstructs.com. Follow them on Twitter at newconstructs. All right, we're heading for home on the Monday edition of Money Life. Up next, Tom Sudica from the LK Balanced Fund in for the Money Life Market Call. Stick around.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.